This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you follow Michigan music, you've probably heard of the Accidentals, a trio of young musicians who entered the indie folk scene in 2013, one of Billboard magazine's top seven breakout bands of South by Southwest in 2015. Today, they released their new EP called Parking Lot. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia talked with the Accidentals about their new music, Michigan, and their next venture.
It's been great anticipating an answer.
The Accidentals are Savannah Beist, Katie Larson, and Michael Dawes. Welcome, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Michael, you're the newest member of the band. How did you meet Katie and Savannah?
So I met the girls up at a festival called Blissfest up in Harbor Springs in 2013. And we all kind of became friends because we were all around the same age. We were all playing music. And then in 2014, they found out that I played the drums, and they had me sit in on a few shows, and that kind of turned into joining the band.
Michael's actually a multi-instrumentalist. He plays bass, electric guitar, acoustic guitar. He sings, writes his own songs, and he was also attending Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee for audio technology when we first met. So, of course, we stole him away and asked him to join us on the road because somebody with that many skills and talents is somebody well needed in a band like this. We have multiple things going on all the time. Katie has switch instruments like every song. So it's really cool to have somebody who can kind of keep up with that pace. And Michael's pretty much the perfect addition for that.
We lay down in the grass in a nest of sleeping bags.
The Accidentals recently released the single called Michigan and Again. It's a love letter to the state, and it all started as part of a fundraising campaign to get to the West Coast. The members asked fans to donate, and for a certain amount of money, the donor could suggest a song topic.
This guy named Mark from Ludington got on, and he's like, why don't you guys write a song about Michigan? I was like, wow, why haven't we done that yet?
Great state, what state am I in? Compass roses bloom again. Home of the water, Canada's daughter, cradled in a crescent moon grin. Michigan and again and again and again and again.
And when I sat down to do it, I was like, wait, this is why we haven't done it yet. There is so much to say. How am I going to be able to, like, sum it all up in one song? I went kind of back into this journal. I do a lot of journaling on the road. I opened it up and I started reading about all these other states and how I kind of described, like, what it's like to drive along a mountain ridge. And all these oceans and lakes and, like, deserts and just being in different kind of climates in like a flash of a second, watching life kind of morph around you. And then one thing I kind of felt from that was that there's nothing quite like coming back to Michigan. There's no other place that's completely surrounded by fresh water. Like, the woods are really beautiful, and I feel like a lot of those lines are autobiographical, where it's talking about how your family kind of waits for that, and not just your immediate family, but like the family that Michigan has created for us to come home to. They're all waiting. So I feel like that's kind of where the song came from, that it really is a love letter in that way. It's a thank you to all the support we've received. It's a thank you to all the people who've kind of accepted us as part of the Michigan family.
Looking down to the high five, breezing ground to hear the sound of a heavy sigh. Home is where you left your heart behind. Even fortified fossils dissolve over time. When I came home, I went down to the lake. My dad told me he counts up the days. And when I packed my bags, coffee stains of jet lag, there were conifers lining the driveway. Stay.
The Accidentals' last album called Bittersweet came out in 2013 when Savannah and Katie were still in high school. In 2015, they played 230 shows across the country and learned a lot about the business along the way. Plus, being under 21 posed an interesting challenge for the members, which they write about in their song Parking Lot.
And one thing that happened when we started touring these bigger cities on the West Coast is that they have really strict age policies in the venues, which is not something that we're used to. Growing up in Michigan, like, Savannah and I got our start playing, like, duo shows in, like, every place that sells alcohol. Like, you know, breweries gave us huge support, the wineries, everything. We came to some of these venues, on our tours where they would find out that we were minors, and they were not happy about it. And so sometimes we'd get kicked out, and we'd have to wait in the parking lot as soon as we're done sound checking, and we go in, play our show, and then immediately have to be escorted out. Like, we can't sell merch, we can't talk to anyone. It's like very much in and out.
Frosting. She's got an icy disposition. She looked back and told me that she was smoking carbon black. I said, I'll see you in the green room.
Parking lot is also kind of a testament to what this album is all about. This year was really the breaking out transition year for us, 2015 into 2016, and I think the whole idea was to start releasing music on a regular basis, to get out of that parking lot that we've kind of been sitting in for a while, and so that's really what this EP is. It's self-produced. We went in and recorded it in Texas. It's going to be pretty much a thank you present to all the fans who've supported us in the past couple of years and waited on this music.
Yeah, we had a lot of ideas going into this album and a lot of different ways of how to approach it, since this release is the first release we put out in 3 years. So we really wanted to figure out a way to present how we've evolved, especially since we've had Michael with us for about 2 years now. It's kind of changed the way we write songs. And so we really wanted to capture a live feeling. And so we had the opportunity to work with tons of great producers, you know, since we started, and we've learned a lot, and there's a lot that goes into producing a song, and finding a way to strike the balance of covering yourself and kind of making the song the best that it can be, and adding elements that you can't do live, but also not overproducing the song. And yeah. So that's one thing that we tried to work on in the studio, and really just kind of capturing exactly where we are in the moment right now.
Under new management based out of Nashville. So what's next?
Well, we're in talks with a couple of different labels right now. We're planning on touring full-time until October, and then we're going to see if we can start recording another album in that time. Yeah, we're just excited for all the stuff going on. We've recently been endorsed by Shure Microphones as well as Boss Roland Company.
Yeah, so we're going to spend some time rehearsing in the winter, and we're going to find really cool ways to incorporate some new toys into our set and some pedals and
new instruments.
And, we've got 40 unreleased songs, so we're kind of sitting on that and excited to, you know, throw together a really cool show for tour probably in 2017, but
yeah, I think the band is all about constant growth and constant experimentation of genres. We're always trying new stuff, and so I think we're just going to keep doing that for the next couple of years and see what happens, get these albums out and release music on a more consistent basis and stay true to our roots.
Savannah Beist, Katie Larson, and Michael Dawes are The Accidentals. Their new EP is called Parking Lot, and it's out today. Thanks for talking with me, guys.
Thank you so much.
And can you send us out with a song?
Yeah, let's go ahead and play Epiteros. He's got too much pride, Lord, if you can see it with his navy eyes. Life is never painted in the black and white, ooh, with the gray in between. It's got too much light, so we're going to tremble in the bruise of night. Moon that builds for the tangerine and broken stains of morning sky. And scattered on the birch trees, the mockingbirds who disagree on everything that flits to mind. What's lost and what's just hard to find. I'm blurring on the silver box of those who are only there to talk. So I will find a better way to speak. Ooh, 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 ooh. culture from a silver can, staring from a pen into a lava lamp that bubbles up her thoughts. About money and time, things that share a problematic love life. Let me cut yourself up with a butter knife just when it hits your prime. And scattered on the dirty streets of the broken souls who disagree and beg for what you're offering. And all the while we're promising the rain will fall on fertile ground. There's no lost cause that can't be found. So I...